This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. Sean Tunis from the News Desk joins us as we take a look at this story about the very popular social media platform WhatsApp. In Europe, they're raising its minimum age from 13 to 16 beginning next month. Sean, I guess this has something to do with the recent data privacy controversy.
Yeah, a bit of yes and no, actually, because this was already in the works. They're actually raising the age requirement to comply with the new data privacy rules, which comes into force in the European Union next month. And WhatsApp will ask European users to confirm they are at least 16 years old. And this happens when they are prompted to agree to new terms of service and a privacy policy given by a new WhatsApp Ireland entity in the next few weeks. But at this point, it's not clear how the age limit will be checked given the limited data requested and held by the service itself, especially when you realize there are about 1.5 billion WhatsApp users out there.
Right. So how does this, because Facebook is their parent company, right? So how does that apply?
Yeah, actually, Facebook is applying a separate data policy and requirement altogether. Their approach is different for teenagers aged between 13 and 15 and under the European General Data Protection Regulation Law. Facebook will actually ask them to nominate a parent or a guardian to give them permission for them to share information on the platform. Otherwise, they will not see a full version of the Facebook they're using. So they are forced to somehow bring in some guardian or a parent into whatever they're sharing there. But WhatsApp says it is not asking for any new rights to collect personal information, unlike Facebook. This is only for Europe, and it says our goal is simply to explain how we use and protect the limited information we have about you.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how many folks actually read this new terms of service, because the whole act of reading terms of service has become a huge discussion right now about opting into some of these terms and agreements. And I don't know.
We need to create jobs for people to read these things.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we know what an issue it's been, the fact that we don't read the terms. But do you read them? You still don't read them.
Human does.
That's right.
Well, if you do, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, moving on to Bursa. Unisem shares slumped to a two-year low. What's happening there?
Yeah, Unisem shares plunged as much as 18% today, its biggest movement since the company's IPO in 1998, and this comes after the semiconductor manufacturer's net profit slumped by 87% in the first quarter. Bursa had actually suspended the trading for the rest of the day. It says this was due to the last done price of Unisem dropping more than 15 cent or 15% from the reference price. PDT and IDSS activities will be enabled tomorrow. Unisem closed at 1 ringgit 82 cent.
Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that marker. Wrap, folks. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.